What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Kenelia, back with another episode of Black News, a podcast where we break down current events, hot topics, and local stories involving Black people. Now let's get into it. Man, it really ain't looking good for old Johnny, man. It's your boy is having a time, okay? Your boy, y'all. Jonathan Majors, it's not ending well for Jonathan Majors. Shout out to Jonathan Majors, because it's unfortunate that he is in this situation, and it seems like, based on what we've seen with other actors of the recent past and dealing with legal struggles, it may be a long, hard road for that brother. So we talked about last week on the podcast, trial updates. We heard the video. We talked about Coretta Scott King. Okay. There was a verdict reached in the case, and this is what the outcome is. Jonathan Majors was found guilty of one of the misdemeanor assault charges and one harassment violation stemming from the altercation or the situation that he had with Grace Jabari. It appears that the charges are related to what happened inside the car. That's the assault charge. And then the harassment charge was related to what happened outside of the car. He was acquitted on anything having to do with the intent to harm. So he was basically convicted because or related to what happened to Grace Jabari's finger. You know, she had that beat up finger, and the jury ruled that it was reckless, but not intentional. But the assault is for the finger injury. It's confusing, but we're going to try to get through it. The jury convicted Majors of third degree assault, recklessly causing physical injury. And again, that's for what happened in the SUV. So he was acquitted on some charges and convicted on the others. It sounds like he was convicted on the lesser charges. I also read that the penalty or the punishment could be resulting up to 1 year in jail. Do I think that's what's going to happen? I don't know. Okay. I do not know. I did not know what to expect as far as like a jury and the verdict. I know this is very unfortunate. So unfortunate that immediately after the conviction was announced, Marvel blasted in all of the entertainment rags that they are dropping him from Marvel Studios. Big blow. And it came out so fast, you could tell they was waiting for that. They had that in the draft sitting. They was waiting for that to come out. They dropped him immediately, which in my opinion, I feel like they probably already gave his team a heads up that that could happen, to say we're just waiting on the results of the trial and wherever we go with that, that's what's going to happen. But this sad boy, because that's a lot of money. Marvel had him booked and busy out, booked out until at least 2024. And beyond, because it doesn't sound like they were going to wrap that Kang the Conqueror storyline up that fast, because Marvel still had an extended multiverse plan. And based on what it seemed like, they ain't going to wrap that up no time soon. What they do with it, are they going to recast? People already started putting their bid in about who they think should be the appropriate actor. Personally, I vote for Trevante Rhodes, because that boy be acting his ass off, okay? Trevante Rhodes be acting his ass off. I vote for him. But as I mentioned earlier, this is just another unfortunate situation where we've seen once a time and time again, where sometimes people put themselves in a bad situation, or sometimes they fall upon a bad situation. Sometimes they are adjacent to a bad situation, or sometimes they just get caught up in some ish, and then their careers are pretty much not going to be the same. Do I think that's going to be the case for him? Who knows? But I can name a handful of actors that were on top, and when something happened, they ain't on top no more. I.e. Columbus Short, Nate Parker, Jason Mitchell, and now Jonathan Majors. all damn good actors, all killing it, but all got caught up in just a bad situation. Whether it was their doing or not, I'm not going to speak on the other ones because I don't really remember the case situations. I just remember, I just know I'll be seeing them boys nowhere, okay? Well, at least nowhere like they used to be, which is unfortunate. But that is the result of this case. We will stand by for sentencing. And as always, I'll continue to keep the Black News listeners updated. Hit me up, though, and let me know your thoughts about this unfortunate situation. You can find me at Kenelia on social media. On a lighter note, as mentioned last week, this episode will be my last episode of 2023. Happy early holidays. Merry Krima to the people who celebrate Krima. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Happy you don't celebrate. Happy, I'm just happy to get some time off from work. Happy holidays, everybody. So in the spirit of doing a yearly wrap up of some of the craziest and biggest stories of this year, especially on Black News, I am going to just highlight a few stories that had us all in a chokehold for 2023. I'm talking about blew the internet up, had me fussing, okay? Had me on here fussing because one, we want to wrap up and we just want to remember what has taken place. We also want to get ready for 2024 because I'm going to tell y'all right now, especially with election season coming up, your girl going to be cutting up, okay? I'm going to be fussing every week, okay? I am going to be cutting up. So I'm trying to get y'all ready, prepared, okay? I'm trying to get y'all prepared for the intensity that is going to be 2024, because I don't know if y'all know this, it's gonna get real ugly and raggedy. It's gonna be raggedy all year because every election year, major election year, it be raggedy as hell. So with that said, quick recap of some of the craziest and biggest Black news stories of 2023. First, I don't know about y'all. I feel like I did this and y'all can feel free to take claim to this as well. Usher was officially crowned the king of R&B. I feel like this year in 2023, we officially crowned Usher the king of R&B. Tiny Desk. He had the Tiny Desk, which prior to doing Tiny Desk, he already had some momentum and a huge resurgence because the Vegas residency was already going on before then. But I feel like this past year, all of the performances that he had, that he has been a part of, him also being tasked with being the 2024 Super Bowl halftime show performer, this year has officially solidified him as the king of R&B. And I'm gonna tell you this, this is why you really know Usher the king of R&B. Y'all know my perspective. If you be doing crazy stuff, you can't be the king. If you crazy, you can't be the king. Usher has literally ducked and dodged all of the crazy gossip talk, chit chat about him. He done got thrown under the bus 16 times this year. Kiki Palmer mama, she drug him over the bus on a phone call we heard, okay? Because just a couple months ago. You know what happened? We forgot about the phone call and we back to being Usher Raymond the Fourth stands. Which tells me, in addition to everything that I just mentioned and more, Usher is now officially the king of R&B. I don't want to hear nothing else. I don't care who your uncle them like. I don't care who be defending who. I don't care. That's that. Next, another huge thing that we've been talking about in 2023. And also, I just mentioned this on Black News. Jonathan Majors. I swear, we as a Black community collective, and maybe I speak for myself, I didn't see that coming. I did not. Whether you feel like he's guilty, innocent or not, Jonathan Majors had such a huge year. He had such a huge year that I don't think anyone expected the situation surrounding him to take as drastic of a turn that it has taken. I would not have predicted it. Creed 3 came out early this year. We was locked in, happy, supporting. He had the Ebony magazine photo shoot that had everybody up in arms, whether it was men getting mad because he had on pink, whether it was women not knowing that he had the body that he did, whether it's people talking about how he dressed like he worked for the railroad, whatever it was, okay? He literally went from the top of the conversation about Hollywood's next huge megastar to now being in deep SHIT at the back end of 2023. I would not have predicted it. I hope he ends up well out of this. I'm not on no side of this, as I mentioned. I don't know what happened. I saw the video, heard the audio, but I did not take a stance on this. I'm just reporting what I saw, allegedly. Okay. But that was Jonathan Majors, and everything surrounding him was one of the biggest, most unexpected things to happen of 2023. Another thing that I did not expect for 2023. Drama within the group Escape. I feel like this one kind of got lost in the sauce, but while it was happening in real time, it was really unfortunate, crazy, and again, unexpected to see that there was a lot of internal issues going on with two of the group members, particularly with the sisters in Escape, which was highlighted by the reality show that they had with SWV. Now, I don't think I talked about this too much on Black News. I barely made it through the reality show that they had on Peacock, mainly because it's hard for me to watch reality shows. They trigger my anxiety because when people get to fussing and fighting, it's triggering me. Okay, those are my triggers. Fussing and fighting, it hurts me. So I'd be having to turn it off. But I got through it and realized I would have never expected that. But on the positive, Escape and SWV are still touring, going on strong. SWV performed at Hampton University's homecoming this October. So shout out to Hampton and shout out to SWV for being a part of that. And regardless of where they are in their personal situations, I am still a huge fan of both and will continue to support. But that was one of the most talked about Black news topics of the year. Would you date a bus driver? Have you decided if you'd date a bus driver or not? You dating a bus driver or not? MTA, the MTA boo, is MTA Bay getting it or not? Would you date a bus driver had the Black community and Black Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook in the baby boy Ving Rhames headlock? The topic was initially presented to us by Ebony K. Williams and Ayanla Van Zant. Ebony K. Williams was on her show interviewing Ayanla, talking about dating and how difficult it is and what should we do. And Ayanla chimed in and asked Ebony K. Williams on the spot, would you date a bus driver? Ebony K. Williams then responded and said, yeah, if he owned the bus. And social media and Black people lost their mind for 2.5 to 3 weeks. Nonstop. There was debate about being people having too high standards. It was debate about just because somebody worked, just he got a job, that ain't enough. It was talking about Black women and what we be aspiring for, and we be having too much education, and then some people get mad at Ayanla for doing that, and people sticking up for Ebony K. Williams because she got put on the spot, and people act like they know what she meant. Y'all know what side I'm on. I am on the side of which we all talked about. Everybody threw their sign out. They side out. Personally, I was on the side of if that works for you, date the bus driver. But just because someone is nice and has a job does not mean that they automatically are compatible and equally yoked. I feel like that whole conversation, I don't think we ever came to a conclusion. And I'm saying as Black people as a collective. But I know it was some good times talking about that. Personally, I like spirited debates like that, that challenges people's perspectives about relationships and class and jobs and education and how we see ourselves as a community and how we achieve. I love talking about that. So I did not mind it. And y'all know whenever it gave me an opportunity to bring something on Black News and have a spirited debate about it, I'm gonna do it. Okay, so would y'all date the bus driver? Personally, me as Cornelia right now, I probably would not. One, because I don't know any. Two, I don't know how that would, like, I don't know. I got to know who this person is. Okay. It's more to it. Okay. What he going to be doing? Okay. I got to know. So to be continued as we continue on in the endless relationship discussions regarding Black people. But next on the list, one of the most shocking and I would say scary moments of 2023 and became one of the biggest stories this year was the fact that something happened, which we still do not know, to Jamie Foxx. He was unwell, allegedly fighting for his life, has now bounced back and seems to be doing a lot better. But y'all, whoo, that Jamie Foxx news had people shook. I was shook. When I tell you, and y'all, I'm sure y'all can relate to this. It is very difficult when we lose people who are important to us and have shaped our lives, whether we know them or not. Entertainers or personal friends and family. It is very difficult. I.e. Chadwick Boseman. Don't get me started because I'm still disappointed, broken up, heartbroken and sad over Chadwick Boseman passing away. But hearing that Jamie Foxx was possibly in a state where we would no longer have him on this earth. Not only just me, but every Black person I feel like was in a state of shock and fright. Luckily, whatever it was that he was dealing with, because low-key it ain't none of our business, okay? We got used to people telling us all their business. Whatever happened, he overcame it. He has now been at events and seen out and about, talking and doing interviews and speeches and whatnot, doing well. Thank God. But Jamie Foxx going down for a little bit was another rude awakening that life is going to continue to life regardless of who you are, and that 2023 was whooping our ass. So thank God that he's better. But again, highlighting this because that was one of the craziest and shocking stories of this current year. Another thing that came out of nowhere, we need to know this girl, okay? Y'all, we need to know this girl. Carly Russell, y'all, the Carly Russell situation, we didn't even know her. Carly Russell came out of nowhere and caused a ruckus within the Black community. Carly Russell was the young Black woman in Alabama that faked her own kidnapping, remember? She said she spotted a baby on the side of the highway. Come to find out, she said the baby was running like the length of 2 football fields in a pamper. She got, I'm doing an air quote thing with my fingers. She got kidnapped, left her wig and her cell phone behind on the seat of the car. Disappeared for a weekend and came stumbling back unscathed. Come to find out, she was in like a motel room somewhere eating Cheez-Its after she done lied and said the kidnappers had her eating cheese and crackers and was playing in her hair. She ended up getting convicted. I don't even know if she's sentenced yet, but Carly Russell literally and simultaneously sparked fear in the Black community, mobilized the Black community, because I ain't never seen us pull together to try to find somebody missing ever. We literally spread that all across the social media platforms like wildfire. For once, the media decided to get involved and help search for a Black woman, because you know they don't be looking for Black women and girls and young Black boys. You know they don't be doing that. they don't be looking for us. And that went on the positive. It did show that we were able, if we mobilize as a community and set our minds to do something, we have tremendous amounts of power. I hope that's what we took away from that situation. That's at least what I took away from that situation. Also took away from that situation. Y'all, if you're going through something, don't loop in the whole community, okay? If you're going through something, do not stage a kidnapping. Seek help. If you're going through something, call down to your job's EAP, okay? The Employee Assistance Program. The Employee Assistance Program can help you. You usually get like 3 to 4 sessions, okay, on the house. If you are going through something, please use the appropriate resources to help you along the way. Do not stage your own kidnapping. I think that should be one of the biggest things that we take away from this past year. Child, if you're struggling, keep your wig on and just go back home, okay? Shout out to Carly. Hope she's doing well. Jump it back slightly in regards to me mentioning how Usher was deemed the king of R&B in 2023. He also was deemed, and I won't even say deemed because he been Mr. Steal Your Girl, okay? And in regards to Keke Palmer, it literally was a Steal Your Girl situation. The Keke Palmer / You A Mom debacle of 2023 set the internet ablaze. Thanks, Usher. Keke Palmer, as you know, just recently had a baby, was out here looking good, had a new baby body, decided, just like the rest of us with our homegirls, to go see Usher in Las Vegas. Such a good time. I told y'all about that package that they had. You get the 2 nights at the hotel, okay? You get the $150 resort credit to get food and cocktail. And then you get the 2 quality seat tickets to go see Usher. She didn't get the same package, okay? Because they had them prime seats, okay? Her seats were probably $10,000. They probably was comp because she Keke Palmer. But peak homegirl date night entertainment, okay? Just like the rest of us, she dropped that baby off and decided, you know what, I'm gonna take to the streets. Had a cute little outfit on, booty cheeks was out. Usher serenaded her. Keke was having a good time and performing because she's Keke Palmer and she's an entertainer and entertainers entertain. Her baby daddy caught a fit, posted on social media, You A Mom, blew everything up. 2023 was the year of Keke Palmer baby daddy blowing everything up. We got a lot of, at that time, we had a lot of jokes and banter about it on all sides, right? How do you behave once you had a baby? If you are in a relationship and not married to somebody, do you still be able to, can you do what you want to do? Once you are in a relationship, does that mean that you can no longer be who you are? If you date somebody, should you try to change them? What if they are not behaving the way that you thought that they would? What are the duties of a man? Should you be paying all the bills? Is it hard to date somebody with money, more money than you? All kinds of topics of discussion came about as a result of that one you a mom moment, which ultimately and unfortunately resulted in some further backlash where later this year we got word that Keke Palmer filed a restraining order against said baby dad and yada, 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 yada. But hands down, one of the biggest stories of 2023. And now, you know, I ain't gonna keep going this long without mentioning the fact that my girl Beyonce showed up and showed out for 2023, baby. Now, the album Renaissance did not come out in 2023. However, the Renaissance tour was literally, and I'm going to say this, I think this was one of the most socially tracked and socially discussed concerts of our generation. Now, I'm not saying I believe what I believe about the Renaissance concert. I think it was one of the best concerts I have ever seen in my life. And I done been to concerts. I've been going to concerts since back in the day. But I don't think that anybody can debate that this concert, the Renaissance World Tour, was one of the most talked about and followed concerts of our generation. When you talk about social media interaction, outfits and people talking about the fashion. Blue Ivy literally taking over the internet, not her personally, but by her, the fact that she was on the tour. The dancers, the dancers had their own social media wave too, because people were following them. The magnitude and the size of the tour, it literally, the people in each city, the celebrities that were going to the tour, then Beyonce at the last minute making all of us show up to the tour looking like the damn Tin Man. If that don't solidify this concert as being one of the most socially tracked events by an entertainer in the concert space in our generation, by generation, I'm going to say 20 years. I don't know what is. Argue with your mama. Okay. Argue with your mama. We wasn't talking about no Madonna tour like that. Like we wasn't. Okay. But hands down, 2023 Renaissance World Tour is definitely at the top of the list about as in regards to the biggest and most talked about black events and just events in general, if we keep it in the buck of the year. Now, I mentioned Carly Russell being in Alabama and cutting up, but I will not close this out without bringing up Fade in the Water. Fade in the Water. Fade in the Water. Okay. Fade in the Water. When black people formed Voltron, black people of all backgrounds decided as a collective on the docks of Alabama, where our ancestors were brought into captivity and enslaved and done wrong in the southern United States, decided as a collective that we were no longer going to put up with the bullshit and collectively pounce on anyone in the vicinity that was not of melanin. That was literally one of the biggest, most socially entertaining, because also we was cutting up on social media now. We was cutting up. And we all came together to get them jokes off in the name of Fade in the Water. That hands down had us. We had a hot 2-3 weeks with that. Prices of folding chairs went through the roof. Okay. You hold up a folding chair now, you know exactly what's going down. You're going to get clobbered. Okay. You hold up a folding chair. If I send you a picture of a chair, you know you're toast. Okay. You about to be up out of here, laid out. And while it was, you know, unfortunate for some people, right, that we don't condone violence on Black News, we sure did get them jokes off. Boy, we got them jokes off together as a family. Hey, you can't beat that. You in these trying times where it's a lot going on and we are so divided on social media and always bashing each other and having these culture and relationship wars and $200 dates and paying 50-50 splitting the bills, all this other crap that we get drowned with on a regular. Fade in the Water really brought us together. And I really appreciate that. So that's hands down on the list for the wildest moments of the year. And last, not to say there weren't many more that could have been added to the list, but this one is important to me because, as y'all know, if you've been listening, a long time listener, you know how I feel about this, and I would not shut this year's podcast down without bringing this up. I did not appreciate how y'all turned on Jada Pinkett Smith. Ooh, you knew I was gonna go there. I do not appreciate. And I'm not saying this just as somebody who has been a longtime fan of Jada Pinkett Smith. I am saying this as a black woman who read the book and who is on social media quite often looking at commentary and chatter and being a part of the entertainment industry, where I see what happens when celebrities couple with a guy who is larger than life and sometimes with a woman who's larger than life. And how hard that could be, and how y'all completely, and I ain't saying y'all as the Black News listeners, I'm saying y'all, the people who may just stumble upon the podcast, Y'all completely turned on Jada Pinkett Smith. It got nasty and ugly, and I did not appreciate it. Do not appreciate it, and I do not like it. I'm going to ride with Jada Pinkett Smith until the end. Something will have to happen for me to be like, you know what? Okay, I don't fool her. And y'all know, if you be acting crazy, I got to step away. But a lot of the backlash that Jada Pinkett Smith has faced this year has been unjustified. And it has been, honestly, if I'm being truthful, it is an example of how sometimes Black women in situations are made to be the scapegoat when in fact there are other parties involved that be cutting up just as much as they do, or as we do, or as she has. So I'm going to go into 2024, honey. And listen, I'm going to be on the Jada Pinkett Smith fan club. Whatever she do, I'm going to be there. I bought the book. Okay, I'm going to get it signed. But I just wanted to make sure that I made a point to add that to the list, because that, yes, everything surrounding Jada Pinkett Smith was one of the biggest and craziest news stories of 2023. But y'all not going to be disrespecting Jada Pinkett Smith. Not on my watch. Slam my hand on the desk like Ayanna Van Zandt. Not on my watch. With that said, what do you guys think were the biggest and craziest stories of 2023? Please chime in and let me know. And with that said, again, before we wrap this up, I really hope that you guys had a fulfilling, safe, happy, healthy 2023. And hell, listen, if you just got by and was doing the best you can and you barely made it over the finish line, more power to you, because child, I done been there. Some years I had steam coming off my head, barely crawling across the new year finish line. If that was you, I understand. I am with you. If you had a spectacular year, if this year wasn't so great, I pray and hope that 2024 will bring you all of the desires of your heart, that you are extremely blessed beyond measure, and that you have the most dynamic, fulfilling, and lovely 2024 and every year beyond your wildest dreams. I hope that for you, and I hope that for myself. Cheers to a wonderful 2023 worth of 2023 worth of podcast episodes and Black news. And yeah, that's it for this year. On this week's episode of Black News, we gave a quick update about the verdict in the Jonathan Majors trial. And we also recapped the craziest and biggest Black news stories of 2023. Let me know what you thought about all of these topics, some or none. And as mentioned, I hope you guys have a safe and happy Christmas, holiday, and new year. And I'll check back with you guys next year in 2024. That's it for this week's episode of Black News, y'all. Thanks again for supporting the podcast by sharing, liking, subscribing, and rating 5 stars on your favorite podcast app. To find more information about me, you can check me out at Kenelia on social media, as well as on my website, which is Kenelia.com. And as always, thanks for supporting, and I'll be back next week with new topics and a new episode.